Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, you're listening to Human Crafted Radio on Laguna's only FM station. I'm Zach Churchill, and one of my favorite parts of my job description is to meet new up-and-coming artists and songwriters. We have a pretty local one today, Krista Marina. She's from Huntington Beach. She's just 20 years old. She put out her debut EP last year. It's called Bittersweet. She's here to play some of those songs, some new ones, and to just chat about her career so far. So we're just going to get right into it. She's going to sing for you right now, When I Please. This is off of Bittersweet, and after that, we'll come back and chat to her. It's Krista Marina live on KX93.5.
Now that you're gone, I don't smile the same. All these feelings I've got me stuck in a cage. I'm weak at the knees, can barely breathe. There's darkness inside me beyond belief. 'Cause I'm trapped, no longer free. Can't kiss you when I please. Can't hold your hand for warmth or rest my head on your knee and lay my head on your shoulder and imagine us older. I'm trapped, no longer free. Can't kiss you when pops up in my head. And sure, there are those days where it's like nothing's changed. How could it when you and me were still the same? 'Cause I'm trapped, no longer free. Can't kiss you when I please. Can't hold your hand for warmth or rest my head on your knee and lay my head on your shoulder and imagine us older. I'm trapped, no longer free. Can't kiss you when I please. When I please. I'm sorry I couldn't protect your heart. That's all I ever wanted to do. Hope you hear this one day. Sincerely from me to you. Haven't seen you in days. Have you changed? Now that I'm gone, do you still smile the same?
Krista Marina live at our Pearl Street studio. That was awesome. How are you, Krista?
Thank you. Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You have a really, really beautiful voice.
Thank you.
I love your style and your lyrics. You definitely are a poet.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah. So you're just 20 years old. You went to Huntington Beach High School.
Yes, I did. Yep.
And now you... Oh, yeah. We were talking about it. You guys had this really cool program there that kind of... I mean, tell me a little bit about that real quick.
Yeah, sure. So there's a program at Huntington High School as part of it's under the Academy of Performing Arts. It's called MMET, Music, Media, and Entertainment Technology. And basically, they host giant, awesome live shows with, you know, full-on professional-style production with covers, originals. They do three large main stage shows a year. And that's what that program kind of fostered my interest in production, my interest in writing, and just my... you know, goal to take this more seriously overall.
That's so cool. I wish I had something at my high school. And I, Laguna Hills High, 10 years ago, almost now, did not have that program. I can tell you that much. But that's so cool. And yeah, I mean, you're obviously on the right track. So that kind of pushed you towards pursuing this as a career option?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was always something I loved to do, mm-hmm. for sure. But it was something that I was always back and forth on as far as, you know, do I want to take this all the way or you know, continue this my whole life? And then I decided, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to.
See? And that's what we need. That's what we need, that kind of arts education and that funding. So
yeah.
As a nonprofit and as a community-centered radio station, we're all about that. So you have a guitarist here.
Yes, I do.
What's up, buddy?
Hello. How's it going?
Ryan, right?
Yeah.
And you also went to Huntington Beach High?
Yeah. Kirsten and I were both in the APA program together, and that's how we met.
Sweet. How long have you been playing together?
Like 2 or 3 years, maybe.
Nice. Nice. And Krista, so tell me about Bittersweet. Tell me about how you ended up, you know, releasing your debut EP and what that's been like. And that was, if you just tuned in, this is Krista Marina. She just played a song off of her debut EP, Bittersweet. It's called When I Please.
Yeah. So I released the EP last June, I want to say. We recorded it at MAP Studio in Fullerton in April, I want to say last April. And I just had this group of songs. I had never released anything of my own at this point. I was in a band prior to that, and we did pretty well. But I felt like it was time for me to release my own things. And I went through my first heartbreak 2 years ago now. Is it 1.5 years ago? And I just wrote this group of songs that I was like, I have to share this story. Like this, I'm positive there are other people out there who can relate. Like I felt compelled to record it and share it. It wasn't just like a, hey, let's release stuff. Like I've literally felt compelled to tell the story. It was weird, but
so the whole EP has a through line, and it's kind of written about that event in your life. And
yeah, the only song that was written prior was I Want My Money Back. Besides that, though, the rest of the songs, that's why they're very bittersweet to me.
I have one of my favorite albums ever is called Bitter to Sweet, so it's cool.
I like that.
Yeah, bitter too sweet. But yeah, I mean, It's a great title because you know what you're getting a little, you know you're getting a little bit of the good and the bad.
Yeah.
The full range of the spectrum of human emotions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have to sit down and listen to the whole EP in a setting like that, just from start to finish, to really appreciate it. Where can people get that? Anywhere they like to purchase, you know, their music online, or do you have a store on a website or anything?
Yeah, so I have a website, KristaMarina.com, and that'll take you anywhere you need to go. We have Spotify. It's on iTunes, SoundCloud. So you can buy it on iTunes, or you can listen for free on Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Apple Music, pretty much anywhere.
And I should say, it's Krista, K-R-I-S-T-A. There's a lot of ways to spell that, I think.
I know, like Christmas. And
yeah, K-R-I-S-T-A, Marina, like Marina Del Rey.
Yes.
Yes, like the marina. Like the boat that I wish I had down at the marina. All right, so we are talking with Krista Marina. She's from Huntington Beach. She's a young singer-songwriter with a debut EP under her belt. She's going to be releasing some new music, hopefully coming this summer. So what do you want to play next for us?
Next, I'm going to play for you guys a new song I wrote. It's not on the EP or anything. It's called Tragic Enough.
All right, whenever you're ready.
In the music to drain out my thought, 'cause I'm drained from this stuff, from the pain this has caused. Tell me, is this love not tragic enough for you? Can't you see this is the best I can do? What do I have to do? Don't you understand? Is this love not tragic enough? See that hurting you hurts me. In my dreams I see what we used to be. is love not tragic enough for you? Can't you see this is the best I can do? What do I have to do? Don't you understand? Is this love? Even though I need my heart to feel the love, I'd rather go blind, I'd rather be numb. Is this love not tragic enough for you? Can't you see this is the best I can do? What do I have to do? Don't you
Wow. Krista Marina live on KX93.5 with a new song, Tragic Enough. That was gorgeous.
I rarely sing that without getting emotional and just... So I was trying to hold it together, you know?
I rarely listen to it without getting emotional. that was powerful. And you describe yourself as like kind of alternative pop with jazz and blues influence. And you're definitely alt for sure, which works for our station because we're generational alt rock and... That wasn't your standard kind of pop song you would hear. It's a beautiful ballad. That chord progression's awesome. I really love everything about the vocal runs. You got to teach me how to do that. You have such control.
Thank you.
I love it. Wow. If you're just tuning in, Krista Marina live on Human Crafted Radio. That was Tragic Enough performed right here. And that one is not released as of yet. And you're planning to release a single coming up in summer. What are you working on right now? What is inspiring you as a songwriter at the moment?
That's a really good question. I'm at the point where like there was a time where I was actively searching for inspiration all the time, and now I've come to the point where I feel like inspiration is being thrown at me constantly. Like I don't even have to look for it, if that makes sense. Like I have this constant surge of ideas and like just concepts that I want to write about, whereas maybe a few months ago I was searching for that and I was actively looking for it. Now it's just like,
well, my friend he just said to me the other day, because I'm a songwriter as well, I go through periods of writer's block. It's a disease and sometimes I have it, but he said that, I can't remember who he heard it from, but it's not your experience doesn't make you unique, it's how you react to your experiences.
Absolutely.
So yeah, if you just are open to, you know, it's not about what happened to inspire you. It's about how you are thinking and reacting to your surroundings and your stories.
So, absolutely. I think songwriters are typically very like introspective people. And I think that's what's cool about people who just artists in general. You take you take something that everyone goes through and you internalize it in a different way than the average person does. And I think that's awesome because it makes other people relate to it.
Yeah, but the mistake is sometimes waiting for something interesting or to motivate you into writing something when you could really pull something out of, that's the whole art of songwriting, pull something out of nothing.
Absolutely,
or something that's seemingly nothing, but there's always substance, you know. It just depends on your perspective, you know, how you
And songwriting is storytelling, and you don't always have to tell your own story.
Yep.
You know, that's the best part. You can tell someone else's story or just make up a story.
So what was that story?
Tragic Enough was me. It's like an outcry of saying, like, is this love not tragic enough? It's when you feel, when your heart is tired and you just feel like you need to step back and figure out, okay, how do I need to handle this? And I don't know, it's a tragic story, but I think there's also a lot of beauty in it too.
Well, I'm sure a lot of us can relate. So are you playing anywhere right now, or where are you going out and performing live?
So as of now, I'm working on a new set. I want to come, you know, during the summer, super strong with a strong new set, new songs and everything. Right now, I'm just doing a couple local things. In April, I'm playing actually in San Diego, not that local.
SoCal.
Yeah. In March, I have a couple gigs in Santa Ana. But yeah, you guys can follow me on Instagram or anywhere to keep tabs on that. I play shows pretty often.
That's Krista with a K.
Marina with an M.
Yeah. Krista Marina. And I wanted to ask you about your songwriting. You're also doing some songwriting as just, you know, a contractor, kind of independent contractor. How'd that happen? How'd you get into songwriting?
So
for other artists.
Yeah. That's something I also love to do a lot, and I hope to continue doing, writing for other artists, different genres and everything. I met these guys. They're called Goblins from Mars. They're
nice.
An EDM duo. Really intense name, yeah. And we did one song collaboration together, and then we started doing a few more songs. And they just grew exponentially, and I kind of grew with them in that sense. And so a lot of people who came across that music were reaching out to me and saying, hey, you know, can you write for us too? Can you collaborate with us too? Sing for us too? So, yeah, I mean, it just kind of took off from there. It was genuinely unexpected.
That's so cool. That's the best gig. So keep pursuing that for sure. But make sure to keep the best songs for yourself.
For sure. That's what I do.
I also wanted to ask you a little bit about your musical influences, because I hear so much that you're drawing on. Who do you look up to?
Amy Winehouse. Definitely. Absolutely.
Can see that?
Yeah. Civil Wars. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Acoustic, bluesy, folky too. And Fiona Apple, I've always loved her. So I guess my own take on a combination of those three guys.
And gals.
And gals.
Nice. And then, let's see, you're filming and releasing a music video for what song?
I released the video for Bittersweet Records in November, I think.
Okay, so it just came out?
Yeah.
A few months ago?
Yeah.
Before the world almost ended?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. And which song was that?
Bittersweet Records.
Bittersweet Records.
It's like kind of the title track of the EP.
Okay.
Sort of.
Cool.
But the name is a play on words, because it's like Bittersweet Records as in a bittersweet record, as in a bittersweet song, but also records as in memories, you know, bittersweet recollections, memories.
And then as in the record label.
Called I'm just kidding. Bittersweet that I'm yeah. going to start.
That you're
tomorrow.
Starting, yeah. Yes. Awesome. Well, Krista, I'm really, really happy that you came on today. You have one more by chance for us? I got to hear another live one.
Yeah, this is a new one. It's called Mind Games. And this song goes out to all the players out there. So if you're listening, enjoy.
Outside of this room.
Of course, yeah.
All right, it's Krista Marina live on Human Crafted Radio with a brand new tune. It's called Mind Games. Take it away.
You're playing mind games. You play with my mind, but you always seem to mind when somebody plays along. You're playing mind games. It's what you do best. And time again, I fall for it, I confess. You think you can sway you can win me over. You think that you know me, but you don't, you don't. You think you're clever with your wit and your charm. You come on strong, thinking I'll fall into your arms. Well, I don't trust those smiling eyes or that flirty smirk. Don't trust what you're trying to do, honey, it ain't gonna work. You think you can sway me. You think you can win me. You think that you know me, but you don't, you don't, you don't, you don't. You're playing my games. You play with my mind, but you always seem to mind when somebody plays along. You're playing my games. It's what you do best. And time again, I fall for it, I confess. I confess. I confess.
Krista Marina, that was Mind Games. And I was thinking in the first half of the song, I'm like, I know this song. I was trying to remember where I know it from, and then I realized that's what you guys sound checked with.
Yeah.
But that's a good sign.
Yeah.
That means it was already, just from like the sound check, it was in my head.
Yeah.
It's
a mind game, right?
It's stuck in your head. You're playing mind games. You need to heed your own advice, okay? And hey, Ryan, you are killing it, man.
Oh, thanks.
You're just hanging,
snapping along.
Oh yeah, I couldn't help it. You're hanging back, just doing, you know, just the right amount, you know, of guitar work. It's beautiful. I think it's very complimentary to Krista's voice. So I like you two together. Keep
thanks.
It up. Thank you so much for coming on to Human Crafted Radio. I'm really looking forward to some more releases and just seeing more of you. Let me know when you're playing. We'll
come out to shows.
Yeah, definitely. So that's Krista, Krista Marina. Make sure to follow her on the social medias and check out her debut EP, Bittersweet. It's pretty awesome. I really love the songs.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Hopefully I'll be back eventually.
I'm sure you will. Let's go get you to sign our infamous wall now.
Sounds good.